Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Woman Code by Elisa Vitti is a health and wellness nonfiction book focused on women's hormone health, fertility, and cycle-based self-care. Written from the perspective of a functional nutritionist and hormone expert, it presents a food and lifestyle-based framework for understanding common symptoms such as irregular periods, PMS, acne, fatigue, mood changes, low libido, and fertility struggles. The book's purpose is not simply to describe hormonal imbalance, but to show how daily habits, diet, stress, sleep, and environmental exposures can influence the endocrine system. Its core method is a structured, practical program that encourages women to work with their menstrual cycle rather than against it. The result is a guide that sits between self-help, holistic health, and popular science, aiming to translate hormone biology into usable routines. It is especially oriented toward readers looking for non-pharmaceutical approaches to better understand their bodies and improve overall well-being through measurable lifestyle changes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hormone balance is treated as a systems problem, not an isolated symptom. A central idea in Woman Code is that recurring female health complaints often reflect broader hormonal and metabolic patterns rather than disconnected problems. Vitti links symptoms such as PMS, irregular cycles, skin issues, weight changes, low energy, and fertility concerns to the way the body regulates blood sugar, stress response, elimination, and reproductive function. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from symptom suppression and toward underlying causes. Instead of asking only how to reduce pain or manage cycles month to month, the book asks what conditions may be disrupting hormone communication in the first place. That approach gives readers a more integrated way to think about health, especially when multiple symptoms appear together. It also explains why the book emphasizes daily habits and nutrition. If hormones operate as part of a connected system, then small repeated choices can matter more than one-off interventions. The value of this model is its clarity. It offers a practical explanation for why women may feel better when sleep, food timing, stress load, and digestion are addressed together rather than separately. Secondly, the book builds its method around menstrual cycle phases and cycle syncing. Woman Code is notable for treating the menstrual cycle as a framework for planning diet, work, exercise, and recovery. Rather than viewing the cycle as a monthly inconvenience, Vitti presents it as a predictable sequence of phases: follicular, ovulatory, luteal, and menstrual. Each phase is associated with different hormonal conditions, and, by extension, different strengths, needs, and vulnerabilities. This makes the book stand out from general wellness guides because its advice is timed to biology, not based on one universal routine. Readers are encouraged to align more demanding or outward-facing activities with phases of greater energy and to reserve more restorative practices for lower energy periods. The logic is both practical and behavioral. If hormone levels influence mood, cravings, focus, and stamina, then syncing habits to those changes can reduce friction and improve consistency. The concept is especially useful for women who feel unpredictable across the month but have not been given a usable pattern for interpreting those changes. It turns the cycle into a planning tool rather than just a symptom calendar. Thirdly, nutrition is presented as the main therapeutic tool for restoring endocrine function. The book's most distinctive claim is that food can function as a primary lever for hormone balance. Vitti argues that nutrition is not just supportive but foundational, and she repeatedly connects dietary choices to the health of the endocrine system. The emphasis is on stabilizing blood sugar, reducing inflammatory inputs, and supplying the body with the nutrients it needs for hormone production and detoxification. This is why the book encourages readers to pay attention to what they eat in relation to where they are in their cycle, rather than relying on generic healthy eating advice. The nutritional strategy is also practical because it is presented as something women can implement without specialized equipment or medical procedures. At the same time, the book does not claim that food alone fixes every hormonal issue. Instead, it places nutrition inside a broader behavior and lifestyle context. That balance gives the method credibility within its genre. It is less about rigid dieting than about using eating patterns to support more stable physiology, especially for readers who suspect that standard medical approaches have not fully addressed their symptoms. Fourthly, environmental toxins and modern habits are treated as hidden disruptors of hormone health. Another important dimension of Woman Code is its attention to environmental exposure and lifestyle stressors. The book argues that hormone imbalance is not caused only by internal biology, but can also be worsened by toxins in food, personal care products, and the surrounding environment. This broadens the discussion beyond nutrition alone and places women's health within a modern ecological context. The practical implication is that balance may require both adding supportive behaviors and reducing exposures that interfere with endocrine function. The same logic applies to sleep, stress, and overwork, which the book treats as factors that constrain hormonal resilience over time. This perspective makes the book more than a simple wellness diet plan. It becomes a guide to removing obstacles that may be obscuring the body's natural regulatory capacity. Readers who are already eating fairly well but still experience persistent symptoms may find this emphasis especially useful, because it explains why improvement often requires changes in products, routines, and stress load, not just meal choices. The result is a more ecological view of women's health than many comparable popular health books offer. Lastly, its appeal comes from translating hormone science into a usable self-management protocol. Woman Code is structured to be actionable, which is a major reason it has resonated with a wide audience. The book does not remain at the level of abstract explanation. It turns hormone knowledge into a repeatable protocol that readers can apply to period regulation, fertility support, energy, mood, and daily productivity. That practical orientation helps explain its popularity among women seeking alternatives or complements to conventional care. It also helps distinguish the book from more narrowly clinical texts, because the goal is not simply to inform but to change behavior in measurable ways. At the same time, the book has drawn criticism from some medical skeptics who question how universal its dietary advice is and how strongly certain symptoms can be attributed to hormone shifts alone. That tension is important because it positions the book in the middle ground between evidence-informed wellness and more individualized self-experimentation. For many readers, that middle ground is exactly the point the book offers a framework that is specific enough to act on, but flexible enough to observe personal response. Its lasting value lies in making women's hormone health feel legible and manageable. In conclusion, Woman Code is best suited for readers who want a practical, body-aware approach to women's health, especially those dealing with irregular cycles, PMS, fertility concerns, acne, fatigue, or mood changes that seem tied to the menstrual cycle. It will also appeal to readers interested in functional nutrition, cycle syncing, and non-pharmaceutical strategies for improving day-to-day well-being. The book's main benefit is that it gives a clear explanatory model. Symptoms are not treated as random, but as signals that can be interpreted through hormone patterns, diet, and lifestyle. That makes it useful both intellectually and practically, compared with many books in the women's health category. It stands out for combining a cycle-based framework with specific self-management advice rather than offering only general wellness principles. It also has a distinctive voice in how it connects hormonal biology to productivity, energy, and life planning. For readers open to a holistic perspective, it can serve as a structured introduction to understanding the menstrual cycle as a health tool rather than a burden. Even readers who do not adopt every recommendation may find the book valuable for clarifying how closely hormones, habits, and symptoms can be connected. If you would like to support Elisa Vitti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.